The community market fair. How did we yeah. land on what was wrong with Home and Garden Show?
Nothing.
Okay.
It's been the Home and Garden Show since I've been here for 5 years. And
okay.
there's banners in our lower level at the chamber. One is Spring Expo.
Okay.
One is Business Expo.
Oh, yeah.
And to this day, I don't know that we found the perfect name, right. but I was looking at something more like lifestyles.
Sure.
You know, A to Z, encouraging all ages. Primarily, we're at the Dome.
Right, we are at the Dundas Dome.
When
right.
we were at the inside the arena, we were more limited with a certain amount of booths and space.
Yes.
And, oh my goodness, the Dome, I swear, is bigger inside than outside, than it looks like outside.
Yeah, it is.
And so I'm hoping that we can fill the Dome with a variety from nutrition to healthcare to business and home and garden.
Right, right, right.
So construction,
yep.
remodel, you name it.
Yep. We, KYMN is always a part of the Home and Garden Show. And so I was at the show last year, and it really was. I mean, it was the representation last year. It really is. It's a community expo, isn't it? I mean, it's not just stuff for your house and stuff for your lawn or whatever.
It's more than a home and garden show. Yeah. With the help of By All Means Graphics, Renica was asking about the name. I had we had a committee last year, and we were kind of talking about the name and how to better represent it or brand it. And mm-hmm. there's no perfect name. But Renica was saying Lifestyles, what was it? Lifestyles Market Fair.
Okay.
Marketplace. Lifestyles Marketplace.
Okay.
Was my first. And so she talked to one of her new employees, Alex, who is the same age as my son. And he said, that sounds like something my parents would drag me to. All right, check. So then we kind of had another, what's more drawing? What's more fun? What's something yeah. you want to go
right,
to?
Right, right, right.
And so community market fair kind of won, I guess. Right. So it was kind of a, you know, like any good renaming, a lot of conversations with different age groups to mm-hmm. come down to something that mm-hmm. doesn't feel like your parents are going to drag you to.
Right. So what are the dates of the community market fair?
Well, right now it's one day, April 15th. That's easy to remember.
April. Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah, it is.
9 to 3.
Okay. All right.
And again, before I ever started here, and each year after the event, we put out surveys
yeah.
for the vendors. And people, the vendors don't want to come back for 2 days.
Right.
We've talked about that.
Yeah.
We actually talked about having two separate fairs back to back.
Interesting.
We're already renting the booths and the space is mm-hmm. all ours. So we talked about Home and Garden Show on one day.
Yep.
And then drawing a whole different venue of attendees to come for a health fair.
Oh, interesting.
The next day. So we've talked about that as well, but
right.
we've got the space to do it all at the same time.
If you can do it all at the same time, you yeah. know, I think it makes sense because people are going to come, for sure they'll come once. They might not come twice. So,
but it, yeah, yeah.
You know, yeah. So it makes sense. I've got a long and checkered sales background. I was in sales for 20 years.
I thought you were going to say checkered past.
Oh, I have that too.
You kind of did just say that.
Yeah, yeah. It's a checkered past. But and my sales history is especially checkered. But I've done a lot of trade shows, and I've done a lot of stood in the booth for a lot of things like the market fair. And if you can concentrate it all into one day, mm-hmm. I think a lot of people appreciate that. The vendors appreciate that. It gives us a little more sense of immediacy too for the attendees also. Like mm-hmm. this is the day to do it, so let's go. Right?
Yeah. No, I agree. I think a lot of people are thinking like that. But we also went round and round on the start time and the end time. And yeah. I think we tried all the tricks, like must be present to win at all those drawings yes. at the end of the day.
Yeah.
You know, so we're settling on 3 o'clock is the end. And we're always room for improvement, always room for suggestions. And they say in the chamber world, it's all about R&D.
Right.
Which is rip off and duplicate. So, I know. So you're laughing like you hadn't heard that before.
Well, you know, I'm a writer by trade. And what they say about writers is good writers borrow from other writers and great writers steal outright.
Oh, there you go.
So, yeah.
So, similar.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. It's all the same thing. In fact, we had your dear friend Lisa Peterson was here earlier this morning. We were talking with Northfield Superintendent of Schools, Dr. Matt Hillman, and he just came from the American Association of School Administrators Conference, and he was saying the same exact thing. He said it's good to go and talk to people from all across the country and steal all of their good ideas.
Yeah, it's best practices, and it why is. Not? You don't have to reinvent the wheel. And in the chamber world, and same with home and garden shows, we're not really competing.
Mm-hmm.
If anybody, I'd be tickled if people stole my ideas and used them at their shows.
Right.
You know, I'm like, oh, pat myself on the back, you know? Cool, I had an idea. So
what can we expect this year at the Community Market Fair?
Well, since we really...
You're just getting started up right now.
Well, we've got Pete Mergens from Professional Pride Realty has been the main sponsor for a long, long time, and we really can't say enough appreciating words about that. So
I have nothing but great things to say about Pete Mergens. What a good man. He's a good guy.
Yep. And so there he sits, home and garden show. You walk in, bam, front
there
and center.
Right.
Yep.
Right.
And Capital Construction's another big sponsor. They've they've already signed on as a used to be called Center Ice. Now it's just Showcase.
Mm-hmm.
Except the first year it was still called Center Ice with no ice.
But, with no ice. Yeah. Whoops. Right,
whoops. And then just a variety. We've got Hometown Credit Union's going to be sponsoring the stage and media.
Okay, great.
So they always get their name on the back of your stage where you guys stand and do some announcing. Millersburg Construction's got another premier booth and Country Cabinets.
All right.
Country Cabinets. Those are the ones that have signed up for premier spots so far. So I'd like to get to mention them. So thanks for that.
My pleasure.
And we're hoping, like last year we had the bouncy houses in the back, those inflatables, hoping that those will go up. There was not an issue at all. Funny story, though. There almost was.
Oh.
I've got the National Honors students. And they're 2x2, they were just kind of supervising the houses. And if the kids get too rough, they would simply go 3, 2, 1, freeze. And it's the kids do. They do. So this one kid came down the little slide with a huge goose egg on his forehead.
Oh, no.
I'm like, and he's smiling and laughing. I'm like, oh, are you okay? Yeah. I said, what, did you get hit in the head? Yeah. Last night at home with my brother. Oh, thank God. But not a single incident. And there's chairs lined up for parents to take a break. The Northfield Soccer Association had nets in the back, and they were doing kicking clinics for anybody that wanted to come in, hoping that we can get Farmstead Bikes to come and do a bicycle. They had those little push bikes without the pedals.
Right.
Those are so cute. A little obstacle course back there. And hopefully the Hockey Association can come and set up some, I should know what they're called, just shooting clinics, stick handling.
Puck handling.
Puck handling.
There you go.
Yeah. So
shooting clinics.
Room for more. Good. So we've got two food trucks so far, All Britain. If you remember last year, they were giving away samples. I think they're going to give away samples inside and be selling, you know, nice size samples, food.
Fantastic.
They had the mac and cheese last year with barbecued pork on the top.
Oh.
Oh. Oh. You know.
Yeah. That's
so
good.
It was, yeah. So they're going to secure a spot outside. And delicious. Pupusas,
yes.
Pupusas,
who
yes.
have suddenly become like the single most popular
good for her
food offering in Rice County. I first I came across them last fall at the Oh, the Hispanic heritage celebration in Central Park. And since then, I mean, they're at Imminent once a month, and they're all over the place, and they're, oh my gosh, that food
Aren't they good?
The food is really, really good.
I had never
good.
Heard of it. And then she called it Crazy Day. Oh, Winter Walk.
Winter Walk, okay.
Yeah, and you know, I know the restaurants are coming back, but we're light on food downtown. And so another food truck, and we put it out on the north side of Division, and it was worth the walk.
Yeah.
Went down there. I had never had a pupusas.
Right.
Pupusas?
Pupusa.
Okay. Yeah. I never had one before, but it's like a Guatemalan?
Salvadoran. I believe.
Okay. We weren't quite sure what nationality it was, but... And Sylvia's a doll, so she actually joined the chamber after that.
She'll fantastic.
Be at the Home and Garden Show. She's probably going to be out for Girls Night Out on May 12th.
Oh.
She'll be downtown with another food option for folks. And, you know, we just want to make sure that we're not replacing any business at the current restaurants.
There's of course.
Always, in fact, Winter Walk probably could have used a few more.
Well, and, you know, I mean... Northfield is a growing community.
Yeah.
There's always room for more. Always room for more.
So do you know Ruth Bolstad? Ruth Stafford? Yeah. Ruth on Stafford.
Ruth on Stafford, absolutely.
We were talking about actually having the chamber having some food. Just, you know, to enhance the choices and locations. And she came up with chamber cheddar chicken chili.
Oh, my gosh.
And chamber chocolate chunk cookies.
Oh, wow. Oh.
Chamber cheddar something else.
Okay.
It was hilarious. And we ran out of time. We couldn't. But she was just so creative and so willing to do something like this at the last minute. But
She is amazing. I hadn't had her food, and then last year I did. Folks at the chamber were offering the mental health first aid program, and I sat through that for a day, and Ruth's catered that. She's a magician.
She's magical.
Yeah.
Everything she touches.
Yeah, just so good. All right.
Well, speaking of mental health, they're doing another training, a 1-day training for teaching employees how to better help their children.
Oh.
So we figure every business has employees, and if they could either listen and learn on behalf of their employees or send their employees, because there's just so many new mental health issues bubbling to the top now. And
I don't even know that they're new issues, but as a society, we're finally starting to recognize and respect them for what they are, and something that needs to be dealt with, don't you think?
Yeah, I guess bubbling to the top, I meant, you know, since COVID, everybody was shut down, and it's affected.
Absolutely.
You know, after 2 years since that shutdown, that these kids are experiencing things that we never did. You know, I've always had stuff. Come on.
Right.
So far from normal, but I think that's what makes us unique.
Right.
But yeah, these kids, if I could help, let them know whatever they're doing is normal. It's them.
It's okay.
But I don't even, anyway, I'll get that date to you too.
That would be
good. It's sometime in March already.
Okay. Wow.
We'll have it on the calendar. Yeah. And it's put on by the HCI, I believe.
Oh.
So they always do a really nice job publicizing and getting the word out on that. But
that'll
be a good one.
So if people want to get involved, if they want to buy a booth at the community market fair, how do they go about doing that?
Great question.
Thanks.
Actually, it's less expensive than last year.
Oh, it is?
Yeah. We're really shooting for quantity.
Okay.
And quality.
Of course.
But quantity. If you've got, it's a 10 by 10, we've got a sign up sheet right on our website, northfieldchamber.com/homeandgardenshow, because it would have been a lot to change the event to now say community market fair more than a home and garden show. But it's right on there. And I'm just going to put it out there. A booth is $150 if you have less than 3 or fewer employees.
Okay.
Small business, one person. Four or more, we are asking $200.
Okay.
And if you'd like to join the chamber and you've never been a member, before, and you're going to join for a year, give it a go.
Yeah.
Pretty confident that you're going to stick around.
Yeah.
Your booth will be free.
Oh, really?
It used to be kind of the opposite. Not the opposite, but if you were not a member, your booth is $600.
Right.
But if it totally flops, we'll change it up next year. And we'll call it something else.
If you join up right now, you'll get a free booth in the fantastic. And frankly, if you're a business owner and you're not in Northfield and you're not a member of the chamber, or in Dundas for that matter, and you're not a member of the
chamber,
I don't know what you're doing, because the chamber is such a great organization.
Well, that's why I feel that if you join, the least we can do is give you a 10x10. We're already. This is not a moneymaker for the chamber.
Mm-hmm.
It has had some benefits in the past, but it's not our goal this year. Our goal is to, you know, involve more community members, more businesses, provide awareness and exposure for, you know, if you're selling Scentsy candles at home or whatever, massage therapists or what have you. There's so many unique businesses trying to get out there and get seen, and this is a place to do it.
So this is really for anybody who offers, whether it's retail or if you've got a service, you've got KYMN is there every year, and we're there because we like to be part of the event. It's an important event. It's a community event, and we like to think that we're a pretty big part of the community, so we have to be there.
The more we get to know you, the less fearful we are to come on and talk with you.
Am I really that scary, Jade?
Well, and the opportunity to sell ads, too.
Absolutely.
I mean, you got to be in the community to be recognized and appreciated. Rich, I appreciate you.
Well, we appreciate you, Jane. And yeah, anyone who wants to buy an ad should contact my pal Lance Reister or Carson Singh. Anyway.
There you go.
What else is going on? Anything else we need to we should talk about? Tell me about Girls Night Out coming up in May.
Yeah, it's we're going back to the scratch-offs, I think. That was kind of fun.
That was fun.
We had about 1,000 scratch-offs, and the community came together, and every single participant offered something, whether it was 10% off. I had a $10, actually just a dollar amount, $10 off, and I forgot to use it.
Oh.
They do expire. I mean, we do need to track this and return and find out how many people use it and make sure it's worthwhile. But we had over 900 discounts. Every single scratch off was a winner. It didn't just say, you know, thanks for shopping. I think we're going to do that. We are saving up for next year. We're going to do a grand at the Grand. This year, due to a variety of reasons, next year, 2024 will be a grand at the Grand for Girls Night Out.
Fantastic. The Grand, which is now partially owned by a woman. So, it would be a great...
Lindsay Ness.
Lindsay, our former KYMN employee,
Ness.
That's
right. Yes. That's right. She was a chamber ambassador for a while as well.
Lindsay's great.
She's spunky. Can I say that? Is that okay?
I think so,
she's
absolutely.
Great, great personality.
Yeah. All right. Cool. Anything else?
Well, we do have our bowling for scholarship bowling. Business Bowl is coming up in March.
Okay.
I think it's... Got to double check that date. Got to check the website.
Northfield Chamber. No, was it Northfield Chamber dot... Northfield Area.
Northfieldchamber.com.
Yes.
Is the website.
Yes.
Yeah.
Northfieldchamber.com.
But... So it's a business bowl in place of our business after hours.
Okay.
And all the money raised goes to high school scholarships.
Oh, fantastic.
For the parameter is they should be going to a two-year or a trade school. And right now it's been so successful. We've got 2,000 to give away. So probably to donate to a ward is probably a better word. So we'll be doing $2,000 scholarships this year.
Okay. Oh, man, that's just wonderful.
So that's the bowling thing, and people have been very generous.
Cool.
That's also in March.
All right.
And then April and May, and then it's going to be crazy days again.
Oh, my gosh.
It'll be nice and warm for you.
I'm looking forward to that. I'm going to hang on to that over the next 3 days, I think, is what I'm going to.
That's what I hear.
Oh, God, it's going to get ugly. Anyway, Jane Bartho, president of the Northfield Area Chamber of Commerce. Tell me one more time, the date of the community market fair is?
Saturday, April
15th.
Yes. And 9 to 3.
9 to 3. And if I'm a business owner and I want to buy a booth, I should go to the website, which is Northfield Chamber.com.
Yes. Yep.
Okay.
Or just call me.
Yeah, just call Jane. Yeah, call Rachel.
We're pretty friendly. Yeah,
right.
I like to talk to people.
You
yeah,
are. Kind of sets friendly.
My. Yeah. I much prefer to talk to people than email people, but.
Yeah.
Then I end up talking for an hour.
Well, that's what happens, right?
Which is, I guess it's a good thing. Well, this has been wonderful.
Yeah, this has been good. And we will see you next month in the third Tuesday of March. And we'll probably be talking about the market fair again.
I'm going to see if Pete will come in.
That'll be good.
Yeah.
That'll be good. All right. Okay.
Wonderful.
All right. Thanks, Jane. Folks, we will be back again next month with another edition of Chamber Chat. This has been Chamber Chat with Northfield Area Chamber of Commerce President Jane Bartho. Tune in on the third Tuesday of every month for another look at the Northfield business community.
In high school, son, kiss really rattle the can of the bottle, almost rest my bottle, takes me right back to the time when I was just a little boy.